This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
$5.6 billion approved by the House is such a small amount compared to the level of the problem. When you see that the Democrats want to give away $12 billion extra, and we're giving away $54 billion in foreign aid. So we give money to countries, but we don't give money to our own country, which is another thing that I've been complaining about, and we're cutting that back. It's very unfair.
Democrats went to the White House today. They offered $2.5 billion, but it wasn't what the president wanted. You heard what he said there. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. There is trash all over Washington near the monuments, because guess what? It's overflowing, not getting picked up. A lot of people are without paychecks. What's going on? The government is still shut down. So right away, we go to our pal Ellen Ratner. Happy New Year from Talk Media News. Ellen, what a way to kick off 2019. Yeah.
Well, actually, tomorrow you have Bob Ney on the air with you, and he just had a heart attack, if you can believe it. So
he did.
He's not even in Washington, yeah.
Wow, but he's okay.
He's okay. He had 3 stents put in, though. Can you imagine?
Oh, 3 stents. Our favorite former congressman. That's awful.
That's
and he's
right.
still going to come
I
on.
Know, but he's going to be coming on. They got him out of the hospital, and so he's better. Now, it is true that the Democrats met with, in fact, the president today. No agreement was coming to shut down or to reopen the government, and trash is accumulating not just in Washington but in the national parks, so they're closing. Because, for instance, in California, one of the national parks has their toilets are overflowing, so people can't even use the toilets in the public accommodations area. And the fact is that although they have come up with this $2.5 billion or whatever it is as an agreement, the fact is that the Democrats had arranged to give, I think, $1.2 billion or $1.3 billion, and they hadn't even used all of that money. So, I mean, the fact is that they're not using the money that they have been appropriated to.
Wow. So what is your gut tell you on this? Is this just going to keep on going? It's like the standoff at the OK Corral?
My gut is telling me that this is just a partisan fight, and that you're going to need people like the Problem Solvers Caucus come in and really try and get everybody together. The Problem Solvers Caucus is a group of people in Washington, both Republicans and Democrats. It was actually started by Senator Lieberman's former chief of staff, and she basically tried to pull these people together, and she's done a very good job, and they want to solve problems. They don't want to be partisan, and that's where this is all going.
Yeah. Boy, how about this Mitt Romney's op-ed in the Washington Post? Wow.
Well, first of all, Mitt Romney's niece is head of the Republican National Committee, and she has actually really been in favor of Donald Trump. But secondly, Mitt Romney has, and he's not yet even been sworn into a senator, gets sworn in today in Washington, which is Thursday. And basically, a lot of people think he's running for office against Trump, because why would he come and say that? He said he agrees with him on most things, but he's not a leader. Well, you just don't take off on that kind of person as soon as you get into office. You just don't do that.
Oh, my. All right, so we'll see how that plays off in this very strange,
right,
very crazy. And then there's a story.
And then Trump said that Mitt Romney called him because he supported Mitt Romney, and that Mitt Romney called him and was very effusive in terms of his compliments, thanking him. So who knows what's really going on?
Wow, really? Who? Absolutely. Who knows? And then there's all kinds of things exploding with Russia, especially this thing about the spy. Did you hear that story about the guy's accused of being a spy?
Well, yeah, a lot of people believe that the reason that they have fingered this guy as a spy, even though he's probably not smart enough to be a spy, but that it's because they have fingered a woman who was saying that she was pro-guns, et cetera, and the United States has said that she's a spy, and she's admitted to being a spy, and they probably want to do a trade for her, and this is their way of doing that to get this guy. But my guess is that he is not a spy, and he certainly, people in Washington do not think he's a spy, and again, I don't think he's smart enough to be a spy.
Yeah. Did you also see this story, and this was in the Washington Post, too, about Ryan Zinke and the fact that he signed off in this letter on department stationaries with a red marker, and, you know, he was the interior secretary, and he rode to work dressed like a cowboy and then left the job Wednesday at high noon.
Right.
They say.
Well, you know, he was also the sole congressman from his state. Then he became the Interior Secretary, and he's been the Ethics Committee, both separate and also the Inspector General in his own department have really raised some questions about him. And also, by the way, it's very interesting, speaking of raising questions, they have raised questions also and have filed a Freedom of Information Act, the Republicans have, about how much security that the special counsel Mueller has. I mean, it's just getting crazy in Washington.
Boy, no kidding. Oh, it is crazy. Absolutely. And so for the rest of the week, what do we have for encores? I mean, geez, there's other things that are happening,
well,
like new laws.
Well, tomorrow is the day that the Senate and House come in and get sworn in. I have people from folks from North Dakota coming in for the swearing in, all that kind of thing. So that is happening tomorrow. And then supposedly the president has asked that the same group of people come back to the White House to discuss the shutdown on Friday. So that's what we have to look forward to the rest of the week.
And Ellen, I want you to know, Ohio has a new law kicking in about cursive writing, that you have to, by fifth grade, have pretty decent cursive writing. How do you enforce that?
I don't know how you enforce it, but we certainly, we had a fourth grade teacher that got us ready for cursive writing, and she had this thing called ink spots. And if you weren't an ink spot man, you did not get to write in ink.
I love it. Oh, craziness. All right, Ellen Ratner, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So interesting, we're going to talk with our pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who has a heart attack, has three stints in. But look, it's 2019, and he loves the show so much, he's coming on, as Ellen said. So he'll be on with us in our next show. How about that? Where do we begin? There's so much to break down when it comes to what's happening with the breakdown of the government. And I think this standoff is going to continue. This isn't going to wrap up anytime soon. This could end up being one of the longer standoffs that we see. And so now that we're going into our 13th day, and you heard Ellen talk about it, forget about going to Washington, going to certain monuments, parks, etc., because they're going to be closed down, and that's part of it. So if you're going anywhere, make sure you check it out. Meet you on the flip side. We're going to deep dive on some of the stuff happening in D.C. and what's shaking in your backyard and mine.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event plan is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court rules that President Obama was wrong, which they should, because by the way, if he was right, then I've been given tremendous power. Can you imagine me having that power? Wouldn't that be scary?
Well, I actually wrote a very similar op-ed before I got to the primary in Utah and laid out my views with regards to the president and his presidency, and noted that I'll work with the president as I would, frankly, with any president, which is on those areas where I'm in agreement. We'll be able to work together. Where I disagree, I'll point that out.
So you hear the press talk about the scariness of the power, basically referring to the whole wall tug of war and what's going to happen now with the Democrats. And then you've got Mitt Romney, who laid into the Trumpster with his op-ed, which is crazy. This is a couple of days before he was sworn into the Senate, which he will be on Thursday. So incoming Utah Senator Romney blasting the press, his character, and what does that set him up for, I guess, you know, heading into that role? Here's a little bit of that. You know, he said, to a degree, a presidency shapes the public character of a nation. A president should unite us, inspire us to follow our better angels. A president should demonstrate the essential qualities of honesty and integrity and evaluate the national discourse with comedy and mutual respect. As a nation, we have been blessed with presidents who have called on the greatness of the American spirit. With a nation so divided, resentful, and angry, presidential leadership in qualities of character is indispensable, and it is in this province where the incumbent's shortfall has been most glaring. Romney mentioned that Trump had established some good policies for America, including the appointment of conservative judges, cracking down on China's trade practices and criminal justice reform. So he threw that red meat out there, and then he talked about the fact that they were policies that mainstream Republicans have promoted for years. And he said Trump's words and actions have caused dismay around the world. In a 2016 Pew Research Center poll, 84% of people in Germany, Britain, France, Canada, and Sweden believe the president would do, the American president would do the right thing in world affairs. 1 year later, that number had fallen to 16%. And it does make you wonder what is the modus operandi of Mitt Romney heading into heading into office and going offness in the op-ed piece. So, you know, it's interesting because one of the tweets I saw today in response to the op-ed, Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Brad Parsko, wrote, or Pascali, I think his name is, responded on Twitter saying, "The truth is, Mitt Romney lacked the ability to save this nation. Donald Trump has saved it. Jealousy is a drink best served warm, and Romney just proved it." So sad. I wish everyone had the courage that Donald Trump had. And I think that's part of what it is, maybe. You know, he was a nominee for president in 2012, so this could be part of the whole thing again, you know. Or he's just taking the shot right before he gets in office and just to say, hey, I'm just going to let this roll. You know, this is the way I'm rolling. Because he did have a couple of backhanded compliments mixed in. And I didn't do the whole op-ed piece, but it was just little pieces of it, I suppose, is the best way to put that little slice of it here and there. But it's going to be interesting because the Democrats are rolling in. And what does that mean? You know, you've got the president calling a cabinet meeting, and he had a 95-minute sort of stream of consciousness defense of the administration, what's happening, that kind of thing. And you had the meeting with Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Nothing came out of that when they left the White House. So the shutdown continues. So no pay for agents, no courts are open, no verifications. What does that mean? And you may be feeling it in the federal system with something perhaps that you've tried to do. You've got tens of thousands of immigration officers and agents, like I said, showing up for work every day to guard the Mexico border where this wall's going, but the government shut down, so no one's getting paid. And then that is pushing on the immigration courts, which we have that massive backup. New filings are piling up one on top of each other. So there's a backlog of 1 million cases, but everyone who processes them, were sent home. So they're not doing it. Now there's another thing. When U.S. companies, because this is a big deal, I mean, how many times have I been checked? They might as well just take my blood when I go for anything when it comes to a job. But when U.S. companies and employers want to check immigration, you know, your immigration status of potential hires, I know some of you have had this, right? That you get the E-Verify deal. But right now, that's not available because there's no money. So we are 13 days into this sucker, because we're going into day 13, over the $5.6 billion wall, and the strain is starting to be felt, right? It's starting to be felt. Someone's going to give. I mean, this is like a wicked game of poker. No one's blinking in this. And I can tell you, in my backyard and your backyard, you're feeling some things, depending on who you know and what they do for a living. For example, in Dallas, I know there's an attorney who was quoted all over the place saying she's heard from lots of clients that they can't complete the hiring process at manufacturing plants because the E-Verify's down. So, like a mattress factory, a chemical plant, and they hire a lot of immigrants, but they won't hire illegal immigrants. So they're trying to verify that, and they can't do it. How many are getting taken into custody, migrants, every day? 2,000 on average. That's the latest. 65% who cross are families with children. 65%. Now there's nowhere to detain them. So hundreds are being released onto the streets in El Paso, Yuma, Arizona, other border cities. I lived in El Paso, so I know exactly where that is. I have two friends that work for the Border Patrol. Imagine that. They were in television and they went to become initially agents with the Border Patrol and then moved on to higher rankings. But the you got to wonder, because there's a lot of scary things that are going to start to add up and happen if this situation does not get figured out. Now, specific numbers, I can tell you, of about 245,000 employees at DHS, only 14% get paid through the shutdown because their agencies have other sources of money, revenue, beyond congressional appropriations. So they got that. Most of the 17,000 employees at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, they process the applications, the asylum requests, the filings, all that kind of thing. But there are part of them that are on the job, they're unpaid. And then there's those that are furloughed until there's a deal. So 32,000 are furloughed until that happens. So there's gonna be, I mean, it's just crazy. There's like an irony here, right? And this is an easy softball one. The wall is the thing, but immigration is the thing that's toppling and getting worse. So the immigration court is shut down over immigration. Judges have calendars booked 3 to 4 in advance, 3 to 4 years in advance because of the backlog of cases. Now all these cancellations, that's going to be more of a backlog. We've got problems with the detainment, all of that. So where does it all end up? Wow. And, you know, what's the answer? And the president, listen, he's saying this can't happen. There's other places that have a wall. And this was my favorite comparison. He did say, listen, other countries have walls. It works. I want a wall. This is what we need. And he said that the wall can't be immoral, because I guess some people are saying it's immoral from conversations long ago, because, look, the Vatican has walls around them. So walls work 100%. We look at all these countries that have walls. They work. It's never going to change. A wall is a wall. The Vatican has the biggest of them all. So this, with the demands that Congress approved the $5 billion in funding for a wall to be built along the southern border, no budging yet. We've had this partial shutdown since December 22nd. Wow, huh? Coming up, tough day in Hollywood and in the world of music as well. And, oh, it comes in threes. Death, that is. We're going to talk about it next on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump met with congressional leaders at the White House about the border wall and the partial government shutdown. After that meeting, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said Republicans in Congress and the president are holding the government hostage.
They want to try and leverage that shutdown into their proposals on border security. We want strong border security. We believe ours are better.
Incoming House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy says both parties have to agree.
Find a compromise that actually secures the border. We had everybody in the room said they wanted to have a secure border. So maybe we work a combination to make it solved.
The partial shutdown has idled about 400,000 federal workers. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug at Muskrat Land and they shimmy.
Tony Tennille, a guest on this show in the past, talked about Daryl Dragon, her ex-husband, and some of the battles he had with depression. And Daryl Dragon, dead at the age of 76, but it wasn't about depression. He had kidney failure. That's what happened. Harlan Bull, who's a good friend of the show and has gotten us many a guest, had a statement that he released and talked about that. And what you just heard there, Muskrat Love, was one of their top 10 hits. They also had, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together in the 70s, and then that continued on. Those were those songs that just never left us. You know, Lonely Night, Angel Face, Shop Around. I can think of all of them, really. They divorced in 2014, but she was with Daryl Dragon when he died, according to Harlan. So you think of he was so talented, and she told us that he's a classically trained pianist, and he got his start as a backup musician for the Beach Boys in the mid 60s and 70s. Mike Love from the Beach Boys gave him the nickname Captain of the Keyboards. after he started wearing that captain's hat while he was performing, and then that just lived on, so it was like the captain and Tennille. And even at one point you forget, because now we have so many ways to see entertainment, streaming, etc., Netflix, Amazon, I mean, you name it, Hulu, all of that, and a zillion channels. But when they had a show, and they had a show on ABC, about 34 million people a week watch that show. But he didn't really like being in front of the camera. He was more the behind-the-scenes guy. So sad. Dead at the age of, like I said, 76. And that wasn't the only loss. Also, news came down that Super Dave Osborne died at the age of 76. And if you're a fan of Larry David, who was the guy who came up with, of course, Curb Your Enthusiasm and Seinfeld, Bob Einstein, you know, had 50 years as a comedy writer and performer. I mean, he started with the Smothers Brothers to write up to date Curb Your Enthusiasm. Everybody knew him as Super Dave Osborne. And, you know, his brother, writer, director, and actor was Albert Brooks, and he remembered him on Twitter saying, a great brother and a brilliantly funny man. And even Larry David released a statement saying, I've never seen an actor enjoy a role the way Bob did playing Marty Funkhauser on Curb. It was amazing, unforgettable. The experience working with him was a joy. There was no one like him. He told us again and again, we're in a state of shock. So both of them, and then over the holiday, too, some of you might have been paying attention to Penny Marshall's death. Penny Marshall died, and of course, Penny Marshall, so many things, you know, Laverne and Shirley, again, you go back to the 70s shows, but then she was behind the camera and directed a lot of big-name actors in several huge projects, movies. League of Their Own was one of the biggest that she did. So she was an actress, a director, a producer, and she started on the sitcom route with that Laverne and Shirley, but she ended up doing so many other things as a result of that, and of course her brother in Hollywood too as well, and she was married to Rob Reiner, who, if you remember, was on a show in the 70s that was popular, All in the Family, and she died of heart failure. She was 75. She died in her home. So she passed away in, you know, a couple of weeks ago, but that's the death that a lot of people are talking about. It's a really kind of crazy year for that. I mean, listen, it's inevitable, right? We all know that. But when somebody comes to fame, whether it's in politics or business or just the Hollywood way, their name is noticed. They have that public attention, I guess. And so even though we know people who pass away from all of these things that I mentioned, there's just something about it happening that people always say, oh, wow, I can't believe it. Oh, wow, where were they last in? When did you see them last? It just elicits response. Yeah, I think it's one of the common denominators we have. So you might have thought Super Dave was funny, or, you know, perhaps you were a fan of Captain and Tennille, or you still hear those songs on radio stations that go back to the 70s and 80s. So there you go. You're up to date on all of that. Meanwhile, while we were all taking a little bit of a break for the new year to ring it in, I do want to tell everyone, because I got a bunch of emails on this, we will do Nail the Score, because, yes, we have playoffs, so we will do the Nail the Score thing coming up in our next segment. You can always send me an email. Don't panic if you can't jam on the digits, 855-266-2283. You always send an email, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and boom. Just like that, you're in. So while you were out, Mega Millions soared. Oh, yeah. Did you go and get a ticket for a dollar, throw it down for that lucky quick pick? I think people say, oh, no, I never play the lottery. But then they go to get gas or something, and they throw a buck or two down on it. I think it's actually $2. Somebody won. And here's something interesting for you. The winning numbers were 34, 44, 57, 62, 70, and the Mega Ball is 14. I know somebody out there has it, and you're listening to me right now. I know it, right? Somebody does. And they always publish these things. What do you do? Call a lawyer. Work out your finances. Prepare yourself to tell a lot of people no. Stay off the radar because you don't want everybody to hit you up. All of a sudden, you'll have new friends, you know, all that kind of thing. Well, the down the street from me, not, you know, in my neck of the woods, it wasn't the winning number for the lottery, but somebody picked up a million. Every day, like, I run by this 7-Eleven, and somebody picked up a cool million. How sweet is that? Yeah. Oh, just plunk it down, and then ends up with a mill. And, of course, the government's going to take theirs. Somebody said that to me. I'm like, well, I don't know. If somebody gives you, like, $500,000 as sort of, like, free money, I don't know. And then I saw this, and here's a good common denominator for all of us. You know, when you keep hearing a word over and over again, and like there's now, especially with our language, something becomes a hot word and you hear it and you hear it and you hear it and you hear it. And some of the words that from last year heading into this year, that's perhaps a little bit overused. And I, again, this was something that I was looking at, is wheelhouse. And I've used wheelhouse before. And, you know, a wheelhouse technically is a steering wheel, a compass, a navigating piece of equipment. And people feel that it should be banished because it's an awkward word to use in the 21st century. I just read this story, and it's Lake Superior State University of Michigan. They're the ones saying this. Every year they put out a list of words that should be banished, what they call from the Queen's English, for being overused, misused, or just useless. I have definitely used wheelhouse. Wrap my head around to comprehend something. You know, I don't really understand. I got to wrap my head around it. Why should it be banished is what they say. Impossible to do and makes no sense. Well, half of what our crazy little cliches are don't make any sense whatsoever, right? Give me a break. I mean, I got a million of them. In fact, one night later, this next 2 weeks, we're going to do what I think are the craziest sayings that make no sense. Make no sense whatsoever. All right, here's another one. Legally drunk. So they're saying, why should it be banished? Because you're a little tipsy, that's all. That's legally drunk. People who are ticketed for drunk driving are actually illegally drunk, and we should say so. Illegally drunk. How about that? Then this is a crazy word. Accoutrements. I want to know anyone in this audience who can really say that they use the word accoutrements enough that they think it should be banished. Very few people use the word. Yes, it's hard to spell. Do people really know what it means? It's that extra item, that extra thing. Sure, banish it, because I don't think very many people use it. So their list of words and what they thought you should think about when you're out there tweeting or doing anything where you're using language, which would mean speaking, don't use any of those. So don't say accoutrements, legally drunk, askew, yeet, wrap my head around, and wheelhouse. All right, whatever. Collusion, ghosting, POTUS also made the list. Ghosting. His ghosting. Yeah, whatever. I think they have too much time on their hands. Because who gets to say? I'm just saying. Who gets to say that? So I started off this segment by saying, you know, be careful with what's closed if you're going anywhere. And if I didn't, I apologize. I meant to say that. If you're going to Washington, D.C., and then the chilliness that you would feel there in the air, don't go to the National Zoo. Why? It's closed. Because they can't afford to have any of the zookeepers on hand. The animals are just behind the cages. So forget about it. Meet you on the flip side. Nail in the score. I can't tell you. You should believe in.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Finally, we have playoffs in the NFL. So that, what does that mean? Well, it's like a second season. So the games that are in play, Saturday, the Colts and the Texans, Seahawks and the Cowboys on Saturday night. On Sunday, it's the Chargers and the Ravens, the Eagles and the Bears. So, pretty interesting. It was tough to decide what the game of the week should be. Because after all, Philadelphia, after winning the Super Bowl, sneaks in. Essentially, St. Nick gets them there because they win their game against Washington, which was a no-brainer. But then the Vikings lost to the Bears. So that's how the Eagles ended up with a wild card. Here's what Nick Foles, the quarterback for Philadelphia, had to say about how he felt heading into the playoffs.
I mean, a little bit of soreness, but every day drastically improving, a lot of time, you know, working on recovery, getting ready for this game, but I feel great. You know, we just did our first part of our day, was able to move around a little bit and feel really good.
All right, feels really good. And why is that? Because he's has a little bit of an injury anyway. It was pretty weird to see him go down because he had a chest injury, and you already have Carson Wentz out, so it's got to be him. So the Eagles are the underdogs again, but Nick Foles has a lot of fans feeling pretty confident. So could our nail the score game be Philadelphia and the Bears? But wait, there is another game. How about those Cowboys I mentioned taking on Seattle, finally into the playoffs? Seattle's not going to be easy. Jason Garrett, the coach of the Cowboys, had this to say about what they were working on.
I do believe momentum is earned in life and in football, and you earn it by continuing doing the things the right way. And, you know, certainly a very good performance by Dak in our passing game the other day against the Giants. But you have to go earn it again. You have to earn it on the practice field, and you have to earn it throughout the next ball game.
All right, you have to earn it the next ball game. Boy, he certainly is right about that, isn't he? Let me give out the numbers, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, or you can go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, and click on contact and tell me what team you think is going to win and what your guess is going to be. But drum roll, please. Here's my drum roll. It's Cowboys hosting the Seahawks. Dallas is favored by 2. The overall number for this game is pretty low, 42.5 points. So what do we think, Seahawks or the Cowboys? If you've never heard this before, it's a great way to give away prizes, bragging rights. You don't even have to like football. You're just guessing which team, Seattle or Dallas, and what do you think the score is going to be? Pete in the great state of Texas. Pete, what are you saying?
Well, lift my leg. Collusion is the word we could do without. Oh, I don't know. Let's see.
I like an illusion.
Okay. Let's go. I don't know, 28-30.
Cowboys? Seahawks. So 30-28 Seahawks. Wow. All
one
right.
And done, baby. One and done.
It's no illusion. Pete says we need to get rid of that word, so we'll see after this game if we do. Back to the bunker, Pete. Thank you. And again, you can go to katedelaneyradio.com, jump on contact, and that's how you can get a hold of us. Nathan, what do you think? Who do you like, Cowboys or the Seahawks? He doesn't care. He's like, whatever. pick a side.
Yeah, football. Sorry, I was doing science over here.
I was doing science.
Pretty sure football is science for a lot of people. Huh?
It is, especially for the odds makers. Yes,
exactly.
You are right.
Science and religion. I would say 24-28 Seahawks.
28-24 Seahawks. I like it. All right, so far we have all Seahawks. This is tough. Dallas is getting a couple of points. I think they're going to be up for this game. I would normally say one and done, but I find it so hard to believe that the Cowboys are not going to. I just think they find a way to win this. I think that line is right, and I'm going to say Cowboys win it 28-24. So the opposite of Nathan, you know, the same score, but opposite team winning it. I do think it. I think it's going to be Dallas. We'll see. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, trust me, if you call in, we'll jam on it real quick because we only have 5 minutes left. But if you send me an email in the next 6 or 7 minutes, it counts. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact. Usually we get at least 4 or 5. I know people are still out on break, but if you're there and you're listening to me, do it. Do it. Pick a side, either the Seahawks or the Cowboys. What you gonna say for that final score. Speaking of finals, it's interesting because it's the final curtain call, we believe, for Urban Meyer as the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes. I know we have a lot of people listening to us in Ohio. So Ohio wins a bowl game, wins the Rose Bowl, by beating Washington in a tight finish, actually, 28-23. He got the traditional, you know, Gatorade bath, that kind of thing. And here's what Urban Meyer had to say afterwards.
We've worked extremely hard to make the great state of Ohio, the university community, including our alumni and former players, and Buckeye Nation very proud. I look forward to working with our staff and players in preparing to play Washington in the Rose Bowl. It's always been a dream of mine and many of our coaches and players to compete in the Rose Bowl, and it's going to be an honor to represent the Big Ten Conference in that game.
And sure enough, they did, like I said, and they won three national titles in 2006 and 2008 with Florida, 2014 with Ohio State, and that's it. So much controversy in the beginning of the season. I think that, along with what he deals with, which is tough, the mental push-pull that goes on in the coach's mind, and especially what he's had to deal with, and I think his wife, there was reports his wife said, come on, this is enough, and he's going to work in a different capacity with Ohio State, and that makes complete sense to me that he would back out of that. All right, let's go to Sharon listening to us also in the great state of Maine. You thought I was going to say Texas. Sharon, who do you like? Do you like the Seahawks or the Cowboys?
I'm going to go with the Cowboys and 24-17.
Ooh, 24-17 Cowboys. So you and I are on this plane on the same team for this guest anyway. I wish you good luck with this, Sharon. Thanks for the call. It's perfect. She always asks, are we doing Nail the Score? She's like the biggest fan of it, along with Pete, who comes out of the bunker, my faves, because they never miss, no matter what. They're going to find it. So Sharon or Pete, maybe one of those two, wins Nail the Score. Could be, could happen. So the big setup, of course, for the national title game on the 7th, Alabama beat Oklahoma by 10, 45-34, and Clemson just crushed Notre Dame 30-3. So Clemson and Alabama are going to play out in California and Santa Clara for all the marbles in college football. This is huge because for Nick Saban, if he wins, that's seven championships as a college football coach, and then he would surpass the greatness of Bear Bryant in his Alabama days where he had all six with Alabama, and Nick Saban would have seven championship rings. I think it'd be hard to take a dent out of Nick Saban. He obviously knows what he's doing. In this matchup, I give Clemson a chance to make it close. I think this, you know, flip a coin. It may go either way. Anybody who sent me guesses, don't worry. I promise you I will get them in. Duly noted, and thank you for that. And I hope somebody wins Nail the Score. Thanks to everybody for listening to this hour of my show. Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Make it count, everybody, as we keep swinging deeper into 2019.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.